Welcome back to Getting Past the Premium, everybody. And today we are excited. We are talking about a project that we've been working on for the better part of a year, and it is a response to several of the problems in our industry that we have run into and that we've tried to solve and we talk about on this show. And so we actually set out and created our own software system that is going to help us solve some of these problems that advisors face in our industry. And so we're really excited to introduce what's called Launch to you all as listeners and the industry as a whole. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Getting Past the Premium podcast, where we focus on breaking down risk management problems bit by bit until we find a solution. Here are your hosts, Elliot Bassett and Ryan Broad.
All right, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Big day today.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And back, just the two of us?
That's right. No guests, so you've got just Mr. Ryan Broad, Elliot Bassett, co-host of Getting Past the Premium. Just us talking about a pretty exciting project today we've been working on, huh?
Yeah, it's super exciting and has been in the works for, gosh dang, what, year and a half maybe?
Yeah,
since
been in the works.
The inception.
The idea born out of several whiskeys, which I've got today.
Yep.
Many late night conversations trying to solve problems in the industry, right?
Yeah, I think I remember this particular one pretty well, and it was about 1 a.m. and we were trying to figure out how to solve some large industry problems.
Pretty sure it was in your living room.
Yep. I was sitting in the chair in the corner.
That's right.
And here we are.
Yeah. So we actually, and I think it's important to know, this is something that, you know, we believe in. We created a separate company to build this in because it was a big enough project that we wanted to be able to, you know, separate it. And it's fitting that the company is called Rocket Ship Ventures, right? And the application, the software is called Launch.
Yep.
So we're pretty excited about, kind of talking through it today and just how and what problems it can solve in the industry. So maybe give an overview, for everybody just kind of on, what are those problems that we've discussed, those issues that Launch can solve and help do.
Yeah. I mean, that's
broad.
Yeah. Thanks for narrowing it down for me.
Well, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, you do. Just dive in. So, we've designed it to try to bring a lot of value to an industry that we know, that we've talked about over the last however many episodes that we've been doing this now. Shout out to 500 downloads.
That's
in this
right.
Episode.
This is the 15th
episode, 500 downloads.
We'll take that.
We're killing it.
Heck yeah. Joe Rogan, here we come. Coming for you.
I'm sure we'll be on his show soon.
Yeah.
The problems that we've been talking about on this podcast over the last 15 episodes, and we're deeply passionate about going out and trying to literally change the value proposition in the industry. You know, I'd say one of the main ones that we can chat about is just how products are sold. Consumers have shown us time and time again in every other industry and in ours that they don't want to be pushed through a particular sales process, that they want to be pulled through a consultative value addition process as a partner in the industry. And we just haven't been able to do that because, in our view, we haven't had the right tools.
Yeah. Or piecemealing tools together.
Totally. I'd say, that's a big one.
Yeah, for sure. And it is true. You know, you said value proposition in there, which, you know, we spend a lot of time discussing internally, but as an industry, you know, in general, a lot of times it's relied upon the value proposition of the carrier or the market, you know, whatever it is to differentiate ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that we as independent agents can have a value prop, mm-hmm. you know, that isn't reliant on a third party. That was one thing that we discussed as just a almost an existential threat to our could be to our business. You know, we're relying on XYZ carrier and whatever product they sell for whatever price.
Yep.
That can change.
Yep.
And so it's just really important that, I mean, that's always going to be there. You know, that's always going to be part of it. But how do we differentiate us as the broker, agency, advisor, and not rely on the carrier to do that?
That's right. I mean, our thought process when we were building this was, okay, what if, you know, you had to go out and source the best products no matter what, and you didn't get paid from any of the carriers at all. You just had to point the client to a product, and the client had to pay you a fee for services on value that you provided, regardless of what the products were adding for value. And, you know, that was eye-opening and really gave us the right foundation to start to build a program that can help create value and then, most importantly, articulate that to the plumber or the electrician.
Name
or
the client. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just, you know, we can go down all of these different problems that we solve, and ultimately it comes back to just that, showing value to the client, right? And also some of the things that we battle internally, which we'll get into, but those hurdles that keep us from being able to do that. I mean, at the end of the day, if we're an advisor, our time is best spent advising clients,
yep.
Right? And there's a lot of times that we found where that's what we wanted to do, but because we're piecemealing certain technologies together, tools, whatever it is, we're kept building presentations or, yeah. You know, trying to manage a client relationship in an insurance software or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's just inefficient, and it keeps us from meeting with clients, advising clients.
You know how it went. You know, you got to a prospect and you'd sit down with them and you'd maybe get to the point where you were telling them about all the things you could do. And then you're like, oh, shit. I got to come back and put this into a Word document.
Yeah.
And then somebody's got to make it look good.
Yep.
You know?
And for most of us salespeople, that's not our gig.
No.
That's a big Al type right there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't work. I mean, and even to just sit down and write the copy.
Yeah.
On how you really articulate it, it can take so much time. And what ends up happening is it doesn't get executed. I mean, we're in conversations with agencies all across the country right now who are participating in our beta program with
yep.
Launch.
Yep.
And we're hearing the same thing over and over again, which is we go out, we can conceptually think about how one of our solutions can help a client, but we can't articulate it. We can't quantify it. We can't come back and put it in a nice, fancy way that the, you know, the client can see it and feel it and all of that. And it's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that is kind of a broad overview. Maybe let's get a little more specific on, you know, how we can walk through some of these and what things, you know, we've solved within the process. Because, again, if we're going to differentiate ourselves from others in the industry, be an advisor, have a value prop, we got to have a process,
yeah.
Right? And that was something that, again, we felt like we were piecemealing a bunch of stuff together to define our process. And yeah. Really, we needed a tool that just allowed us to live in it and would walk us through the process, yeah. Right? So the first step in that is that risk identification process. I mean, we've done the rapport building with the client. You know, we've got a relationship. We know a little bit about them. But we've got to have that conversation around identifying risk, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe talk through, because I know you have a background or a deep background just in that sales process and, you know, how to identify that risk. Maybe just talk through that piece in general, and then we'll talk through kind of how Launch works through that. How
yes.
important that step of the process is.
Yeah, well, it's super important, right? I mean, that's how we start to understand how we can add value to a client
mm-hmm.
or a prospect, you know. And so in Launch, we have kind of built it to follow a consultative, discovery process where we're asking different questions in different areas of risk to get to a point where we're kind of quantifying and scoring these different areas.
Yep.
So we have broken the different risks out into 10 different what we call impact areas. Insurance is one of those 10 impact areas.
Yep.
And so let's just take insurance as an example. When we get into that particular impact area, then it's walking through all of the different facets of insurance. Probably what, if you're a PNC producer, it's traditionally what you would think about going through a PNC risk assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And asking different types of questions. One of the other things that we did in there that's pretty sweet is we provided responses to those questions that you can just select from a drop-down menu.
Yep.
So what we found from our experience is that the majority of the people answered the questions the same way.
Same general way.
Yep. It's like, well, how are you doing with your cyber liability, or
yeah, whatever it is.
Yep, you got it. And, they're like, oh, well, we do a great job with our cyber defenses here at our company. We've got so-and-so working for us and whatnot. And it's like, okay, well, they're doing some things, but they're probably not doing everything that they can be doing. So we have that as an answer. So you can easily just – we don't have to type out all these notes and everything else. Literally, when you're having a conversation with a prospect, you can just – hit the answer and move on to the next question and be preparing in your mind, like, where are you going to take the conversation? And you don't have to worry about hammering out all these notes.
Yeah.
So I know I got pretty specific on the software there, but.
No, I think it's important because, again, it goes back to being able to solve for some of those more admin, call it, type of things that we get into in a meeting like that, where it's really easy to ask a question, start taking your notes, and then look up and go, now, what'd you say?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. We wanted to create the ability to take those notes, but do so efficiently. And then if you need to, just select that response that also on the back end allows us to aggregate data, which we'll get to in a little bit. But I think from that risk identification piece, we've got that assessment model built in, which, as you mentioned, allows us to easily walk through those questions, quantify that risk, because again, we want to be as tangible to the client as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Let them know this is how you answer this question. That means this, right? And a lot of times in our industry, again, that we rely on, in order to do that, we rely on institutional knowledge, which takes 20 years to get, right?
Totally.
And so we want to accelerate that through a tool.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, I'll take it up a level. Right now, we're talking about a producer being able to add value to a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's even more powerful is having an agency or a firm come in and adapt a consistent process throughout their sales organization.
Yeah.
I don't think we can forget about that either. Like, taking that risk assessment approach, having everybody walk through a similar process, being able to train around that, get good at it, have consistent conversations, be able to practice that in your company meetings and whatnot, and get good at it. The amount of value that adds at the agency level is insane.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. I'm glad you identified that, because we talk a lot on the podcast about, if you're in the position of selling an insurance product right now, but maybe you see that this advisory model you feel like is a better model, don't know where to go. We talk about that all the time. What are the one or two steps we can take to start in that direction? This is a fantastic tool to help you do that, because we've got assessments built in 10 different areas. You don't have to use all 10, but maybe you want to start to talk to clients about compliance. We've got a compliance assessment built in with all the same stuff as we just talked about with insurance, you know, so on and so forth.
Yep.
And so it really can provide you that stepping stone to start to branch out that process that you just mentioned in a walkthrough and do it consistently.
Yeah.
Right. Again, it's giving you that tool for a starting point to do that.
Yeah. Which is the only way you can get good at anything. You know, the way that insurance is sold today is based on just relationships and finding gaps in coverage. And what we're finding out is that, you know, technology and artificial intelligence and the rest of the, you know, even humans are getting really good at making sure no gaps exist.
Yep.
So where are you adding value? And it's done by broadening out your conversations into risk holistically. And you got to have the tools and a consistent process to be able to really get good at doing that.
Yep. 100%. So again, back to that producer process and actually what we're walking through, we go through that assessment with the client, take all this information back. Right. Then what do we do with it? And how do we show the client what we're going to do with it? Right. And I think that was the next problem we needed to solve, because we would traditionally always gather all this information, go and get some insurance quotes, and then maybe we have an insurance proposal that has all the coverage on it, and we're going to present, you know, Travelers Insurance or whatever.
Coverage checklist, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're presenting to the client. So ultimately, our value prop just now got, no matter all the questions we asked, it just got boiled down to that insurance product.
Which is still important. Obviously, 100%. That's a piece of it.
Got to have that there. But how do we have that and combine it with our value prop? Whatever we're doing that's different than XYZ Insurance down the street. Because they probably have Travelers too.
Yeah.
Right? And so we need a way to take that assessment and present it to the client in a true presentation format. And, you know, the problem that we found is, as we talked, most producers, most salespeople, that's not their forte.
Yep.
And it takes a lot of time to do. And so we created the easy presentation. It's almost like hitting the easy button, right? You put in your information, click print, and it prints out a presentation that says, it's not the insurance piece. It's what else are we going to do for you based on what you told us in that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be maybe a safety meeting. It could be getting loss control out from the carrier. Could be again, specific to insurance. Could be a work comp review, return to work program. You know, you can put in, well, you can have it preset from your agency's perspective, or you can put in free form stuff that you figured out in the assessment that's going to print right on there. Your action items that differentiate you based on what you found out from the client, right? And I think that's super important, because again, we always talk to our team about, number one, what happens if we're equal from an insurance perspective to somebody else? How do we differentiate so we win that business?
Yeah.
What happens if we're 10% more expensive?
Yep, exactly.
Maybe we don't have that other carrier market.
This is another test we use to you know, hold ourselves accountable to, are we adding value here?
Yep, 100%. We do that through an actual, we got to be able to show the client that actual 10% value or whatever.
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to process again from a high level. That what you're talking about is super slick. You know, you can go in and input your own solutions as an agency and have, you know, select your solution for the particular problems that you found going through the risk assessment and hit print.
Mm-hmm.
But shifting that value from the coverage checklist to the process and the way that you articulate and bring solutions to the client is really where the value lies, you know? And I think that's the biggest kind of shift that we're trying to make there with being able to select the solutions and then ultimately being able to hit print and articulate that value prop. It's not that, because, you know, listen, the game changes all the time from a risk management perspective. We're going to have a gap in our policies maybe in the next 6 months. So it's the process that we go through, and the client gets to see, feel that, experience it, and understand that really makes launch what it is today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important to be thinking through if you're in that position. Because, again, we want to be in front of clients having those types of discussions, not building presentations and such, right? So, again, having the tool that easily does that is key.
Yeah, or having your, you know, agents who have been traditionally product guys, like, not understand how to present a solution a different way. You know, they only know how to take care of a piece of coverage, which we need those people for sure. And it's an easy, what we're trying to do with launch is make an easy transition to the advisory model.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's taken the producer who's been, I don't care if he's been the number one guy in the country, right? And deepening relationships with clients, he can do it with launch. Or if it's the guy who's 30th on the depth chart, but he has potential, he just hasn't figured it out yet, it gives him the process to be able to walk through, ask the right questions, get the prospect to a point where they can understand and see the value that the agency is going to bring and rock and roll.
Well, it's like, you know, we had Steve Atkinson on, and one of the points he made is that we're making the assumption here that the product, that we can place the product well. Right, that the coverage is set up well, like that's done, that's handled, and like he said, is you, the good news is you're not going to, by going to this model, you're not going to lose that, call it institutional knowledge that you have by being a good product salesperson. Yeah. Right, it's you're taking that next evolution, and to your point, we're creating a simple way to do that.
Yeah, you gain it. This is something I was thinking about the other day, just off the cuff a little bit, but we were talking to another agency and it kind of reminded me of launch because they have a principal who's getting ready to exit in about 3 years and they haven't really done any transition planning. They're seeing dollar signs. They're wanting to, you know, he's wanting to get on his horse and ride out into the sunset. And I was thinking about all of the institutional knowledge that's in his brain that's just going to disappear.
Yep.
Because everyone wants to talk about how awesome and how, like, yeah, easy, and we need to sit him down and we need to extract everything that that guy knows. It's not going to happen.
No.
You do that by creating a consistent process for your entire team to dump data into, to utilize, to engage in, to bring prospects through, and then get the old guy's perspective, right? Yeah. And layer that on top. That's what can help add value to an agency.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it makes it easier to get that institutional out. You mentioned like layering that old guy on top, but it makes it easier to pull that institutional knowledge out because you have almost a place for it to go.
Yeah,
it goes exactly into the process somewhere.
Correct.
Right? And again, we're going to keep going back to this. That's what we tried to solve with launch, is the tool that will allow us to do that.
Yeah.
Right? Because we just found that each step of this process was done in a different way, in a different technology or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of, it becomes your ecosystem to make that happen, to make that process happen. And ultimately, to be out in front of the client, which is where we need to be.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear a consistent theme around that because that's where we need to be.
So another, well, I say this because, you know, I mean, there's a ton of technology programs out there.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Kitsis in the financial services world puts out a blog. I don't know how frequently. It's quite often, about all the technology providers and the different space.
Well, it has a name now, InsurTech.
Right? So, you know, we're bringing another program. I guess, explain how it fits in. You know, everyone's like, oh, well, is it going to replace Applied Epic or, you know, kind of explain what our vision there is.
Yeah. And we get that a lot. So, we did not design the tool, the software, to replace like a true Salesforce CRM. And nor did we design it to do what Applied Epic does, let's say, from an AMS perspective. We have a light CRM built in there, right? What we feel like we need for standard task management, calling, reminders, that type of stuff is in there. But if you're going to do true marketing and stuff like that out of your CRM, that lives on the front end, right? And we sit, launch sits between that and your AMS, Epic, Vertafore, whatever. Because where we found that there was a gap is, even though, you know, Salesforce can do all of this stuff, I'm using Salesforce, phenomenal program, but it's got a lot of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Same with HubSpot or any of those big ones. And what we found is traditionally we don't need all of that, and it's really expensive. But the big thing it doesn't do is it doesn't walk us through our sales process, mm-hmm. right? It might have stages of the process, but it doesn't walk us
through. Just houses data.
Correct. And then we move the client through whatever stage they're in, yeah. right? And so, again, we had tried several of those systems, you know, and tried to figure out how does it fit into the model. But the difference becomes we wanted something that walked the advisor through the process and not the advisor had to walk the system through the process, mm-hmm. right? And so we kind of view launch as you can have your – however you manage your suspects, right? Those folks – clients or prospects that you're calling on, mm-hmm. you can have whatever system you want to manage that. Again, launch has a light CRM if you want to use it, whatever. But it's once we get that appointment, once we get that first opportunity to get in front of the client, yeah. boom, that's in your sales process. And that's where we can then start to build it into launch and where it starts to walk you through, okay, what notes do you have? What documents do you have out of that meeting? If you get the second meeting, here's the assessments you're going to go through to identify the risks that are associated with this client.
Yep.
Here's the presentation you're going to give. It's all set up to walk you right through that. Then once they become a client, say that's for insurance, you're going to have an insurance software that manages the policies. Mm-hmm. But we also need to have an ongoing client management from a sales perspective.
Yep.
Which Applied Epic doesn't do. They're good at managing the insurance policy. But we're relationship people, right? We're advisors. We're salespeople. We need to have whatever we need to do with that client to manage that relationship, continue to identify new and different risks, emerging risks. And launch provides that piece of it. So you should be able to come in as the advisor. And this is your ecosystem you're going to live in. So you log in and it says, hey, you're going to make these calls to prospects today because you got to get these meetings lined up for your assessments or whatever. And then, oh, by the way, these clients have these things coming up that yep. you committed to. So you got to get these done as well.
Yep.
And so that's kind of where it fits in and how we've viewed it. You know. And again, every agency will have different pieces that fit in around that. Mm-hmm. But that's launch kind of sits in the middle of that to manage that sales process.
Yeah.
Which is what we found many of those. We have not found a software that out there that will manage that piece of the relationship, I guess.
Of yeah, the client's no, that's
experience.
Right. It's all, you know, agency management stuff. There's a few people trying to take that on.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like you mentioned, the CRMs. There's also some other just like fancy data aggregators and, you know, they want to house documents, house data, do some stuff with data. But nobody's providing the front end as well as we think we can do it. Bringing a prospect through an experience to show and articulate value.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's the experience the client goes through that, you know, where the value sits.
So speaking of data, kind of yeah. walk us through. I mean, data, we kind of learned, right, early on. I think you and I, maybe after that night, we were having cocktails in the living room all hours of the night. We bought a technology, like how to build a software book. I forget the name of it.
Lean Startup?
No.
0 to 1?
Uh-uh. Hmm. No, it's good though. Clearly.
Those were good ones, yeah.
And anyway, they're like, well, data's table stakes, right? Any technology company, you're going to be gathering data.
Yep.
But walk into
what we think we can do from a high level with what we're going to be gathering as we walk through the process.
Well, I think it's important to understand first that when we're engaging with a client, even if we just work on property casualty insurance, we collect a ton of data. The problem is right now, we all operate our own individual businesses from an independent agency perspective, right? So we're not talking to each other about how that data comes together, what we can do with it.
Yeah.
You know, State Farm is, Farm Bureau is, big, huge independent agencies are.
Yep.
But none of us are, and we bring that data in, and the question is, what could we do with it, right? And then if we start to broaden that out a little bit into other areas of the business, what could we do with the data that we learn? And so we're within launch working on a lot of how can we take that client data that comes in, de-identify it, whatever we've got to do, but say there are certain attributes to clients, right, that are consistent a lot of times over the course of time. You know, they're in construction, they have this many employees, you know, so on and so forth, privately held, whatever it is, in this area, all of that. And it's incredible the amount of then data you can lay on top of that that starts to tell a story about that client.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to bring that data in, aggregate it across not only other clients that have gone through launch, but also outside data, and be able to spit back valuable information to the salesperson that's in front of that client and say, hey, this client looks like this in these 15 areas. It looks like these other 500 clients. Here's how they trend. Here's their benchmarking. Here's how to quantify that risk. And here's how you can go out and actually show that client true quantifiable value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible when you actually see the breadth of information we bring in, because we just go out and ask the questions, right? We don't really think about the back end data piece. But it's incredible where you can connect those data points to that tell a story.
Yeah.
And that, again, we can bring and we can show to the client in simple terms that say, you know, if you do this, you're going to see this on average.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or even if, you know, you can tell the client that as you sit today, you know, your quantifiable risk score is 30% higher than your other companies in your market,
mm-hmm.
or even your insurance premium and rates are X percent higher than we've typically seen in your industry. Like, think about a contract. That's how bid and work.
Right.
And you're like, hey, your insurance costs are 30% higher than your competitors.
Yeah.
Like, that's factoring into their bids.
Exactly.
You know, and then how can they impact that?
Yep.
You know, right now we don't have an insight into any of that typically as an independent agency. And so that becomes really powerful, and we're learning all of the things that we can connect with that data we're bringing in through the beta right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty exciting to think about what we then as independent agents will be able to bring back to clients and compete with, you know, whoever else is out there that might have some of that data or whatnot.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's super exciting.
It
is. You know, I was having a conversation with a producer a couple weeks ago, and you know, they're like, "Well, does what the agency's doing for risk management work to the client ultimately impact how they get rated at the carrier level?" And I said, well, if not today, it's going to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to have a really hard time. I use the simple analogy of just, you know, it's why they like to pull credit for personal lines.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's a correlation there. There's a ton of other correlations that exist. And if people run more well-run companies in other facets of their business, they're probably going to be somewhat concerned if they're not doing something right from a risk management standpoint. Stuff translates across spectrums, and we can, if we can articulate that the right way, I do feel like we can move the needle.
Absolutely. Well, and it's controlling as much of the pricing as possible for the client.
For sure.
You can't control everything. but there are facets that they can control. And so I think it's important that we let everybody know, you know, that this isn't necessarily a sales pitch for launch because we aren't even selling the product right now. We're in our beta phase, right, which is a collaborative phase because, again, our goal is that we are building something that independent agencies can go out and differentiate themselves with. And we felt like we'd be dumb to not bring in other independent agencies to collaborate on this with us. And so we're running that beta program right now with 3 to 5 different independent agencies across the country looking for some more that want to partake in trying this out and working through the different nuances, getting feedback, helping in development, things like that, to truly create something that is valuable and can help us compete in the marketplace, right?
For sure.
So we're excited about it. We want to get feedback and get collaboration. And if anybody is interested, reach out to us. You know, we're excited to have the conversation. And
Getlaunch.io.
That's right.
Is our landing page. Go there, check it out. And feel free to also submit the form. You don't get any spam. It's just Elliot and I behind the page. It's yeah. Not that scary. Go ahead, walk through.
It looks good. It's just, you know.
Walk through it. You're not going to get any sales calls or anything. Like you said, you know, we're not going public with it just yet. But anyway, go there, check it out. Getlaunch.io.
Yep, we're excited. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch everybody on the next episode of GPP.
See you.